This was in Ramban on Shuas Ovia and Kogn Ovia. The Amar of Avram Kitan Echoni Olo She Yakiv Alamizbeach Kinegiv Aimurim Bachatos Habema. The Yafa Kibush. He likes it. He's explaining why it's Echad Li'ol of the Echad
Bachatas. By the two birds.
By the two birds. So Rabbi Avram says, because it's connected the Emurin of a regular Chatas.
Chatas Behema has Emurin.
Has Emurin. It says, V'yafa Kirish.
Because the Chatas Ov has no Emurin.
So, yeah, so what is he saying? In other words, he likes it. In other words, it's not because Rabbanzim is, how does the Ola come in here? So the Nez is someone who said, does he have big enough trouble? So, I mean, where does an Ola come in all of a sudden? So the thing is, by Chatas Ha'ov, the Kohanim eat it. And they're not makriv anything on the Mizbeach. So Ola, since the definition of Ola is Kulo Kolil, so it's Kulo Mizbeach, so that's why you do the Ola. So the Ramban likes that shot, it's a very good shot. Because it's not because of the ordinary Machayev of Ola, it's because of the fact that it's Kulo Kolil, that it's Kulo Mizbeach, so you're supplying the Mizbeach with the Rav Nachila. With the Nachila. That's what Ramban liked it. Nice shot.
Yeah.
It's a different Ola. It's Ola because it's Shem Kulo Kol. Not because of my sefer. Where is the Ola coming to my sefer?
Machlap. Because it's what? What is it?
It's not really like the Rambam. They're showing me the Rambam Perkei Beis, Hilchos Shavuos. That even though by Shavuos Yedei Shavuos B'Kadim, maybe called Memus Hapalam Avana Shur Kulo, Shenema Layanaka Hashem. So, Achi Yifram Yimeo, Al Hashem Agadu Shechila. So, therefore, it's not really a form of Hapa. So, that's why the Torah was Makel on it, because it's not a form of Hapa.
Last question.
In other words, it's really in a variable late because he's swearing by the Borei Olam. So it's as if he's makrish the Amitas HaBorei in a sense. Because he's saying that just like the Borei is real, so I'm telling the truth. So he's being makrish in the Amitas HaBorei. So it's really an Avera B'Lev. So an Avera B'Lev doesn't have the same system of onesh as an Avera B'Yadayim. As an Avera B'Yadayim. So that's why it's worse, because it's an Avera B'Lev. But at the same time, an Avera B'Lev doesn't lend itself to the same type of onesh. Okay?
Why does Ram say because of Chilah Hashem? Does Ram attach it to the Chilah?
The Sfuno says it word for word, but in
Chaf Zion and Shmos.
In Chaf Zion and Shmos. And it's, I'll read it.
So it's in the bottom right.
It's in the left.
In the right, my God.
Omna Hashvua Bishmo Kishoisel Sheker Shomer Nizba Zemes Kimoshe Kelis Barhamas Inehu Kofer Umachalel Shimo Kaom Baomer Shaina Kelis Barhamas Kama. Okay, so that's therefore, what's the hazard of us? mean, that's the common denominator between between Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Pitur. It was in both of them, but that's what I want to say. The chait is belivo. It's a chait belev. And a chait belev is not measured in terms of the onish, the standard onshin, in the same manner. It's a different kind of a system over there. Like the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be nifram yinu, kilo yinak asher. It's a different kind of a system when the chait is belev and when the chait is b'yadayim. So that's why over here he's chayiv and chatas. Because it's a, but the chait is belev. So it's not the chatas kvor. He's not chayiv and chatas kvor. Yeah. Doesn't somehow doesn't. Why is he chayiv altogether? I mean, why should he be chayiv in all of the yoreid where he has the benefit, financial benefit, because it was belayed?
And it doesn't really work.
It doesn't work.
It's unique. I mean, is that it's a government that's not fully machaper? You don't find this anywhere else.
Okay. I think we're going to have to give up on this one. Okay. So we're doing next parsha. So nefesh yisumomal v'heviyus Hashem alod Hashem. I open the mitzvah berachos shkam shavatos liyashem. So Rashi says, what is mikisumomal? Ein meila b'chol makom alashinu v'cheinu omer v'yimalu b'lehevo b'avoseihem v'yiznu acharei Elohei amei haaretz. Yeah. So it means the shinu means a change of designation. So you have a change of designation from Vayimalu Bela Kevasayim. So they're designated to God, and they made a shinu to the Elohei Amei Arts. So it's a breach in designation. And also Amol of Amal, the wife is designated to the husband, and she's breaching a designation and being a shana with something else. So the same thing is over here. That by Me'ila, you're talking about Kachim. Kachim has a designation in the Cheftzel or Shemayim. So he's Moel by being Mishanet's designation. Like, let's say, for instance, you have a cup, Klisharis, and you drink at it. So even though you didn't break it or do any harm to it, but you're changing its designation because you're being manifested. So you're making it designated for Hanos or Odom when it's really for Migdosh.
You're
chayav carbon
makers?
Carbon, yeah.
You are. Which is not yotzei lechulin if it doesn't.
If there's different cases.
Right.
It's very common.
So you're always chayav carbon?
Always chayav carbon. Uh-huh. So he was more baggage, chayav carbon.
Carbon doesn't
heal anything. Yeah, Rashi can't bring out something that's not in the parasha. V'chato v'shkogam mikotch Hashem shenene min ha-hegdish. The heichan huzar nema kan chait and lemon halon chait b'shuma. The lo yisul of chait mal halon is afkan hizer mal halon lo hizer alocho afkan lo hizer alocho tam loma timo ma riba. Because even if he's not a nena, but if he's motzi lechulin, he's also a mar. But that, in other words, if he's motzi the Cheftza Shel Hegdash L'chulin is also a moral baggage. But that's because it's the same concept of Shinui. But Shinui is two ways. Either you're Motzi L'chulin, so then you're definitely Mishan its designation, or through your Hanoah, you're making it in service of Yohanoah, that's also a breaching designation because it's only in service of Hegdish. Okay? So in both cases, it's Shinui, even though one case is different than the other. Okay? Let's say, for instance, he takes something from Hegdish and he sells it to a grocery store.
It would also be a hanah, wouldn't it?
Well, the thing is, the case where there's no hanah, and then you get it complicated, is if the gizbar tells the guy to do it, tells his friend to do it, and the guy follows his advice. So the gizbar is mal.
Uh-huh.
Because we do say shlichus there. But the gizbar was nana.
Uh-huh.
So you see, the gizbar was motzi l'chulin.
And he sells it to someone else, that makes it chulin? Yeah. And it's chulin in the hands of the purchaser?
Right.
Okay.
So the gizbar has the right to transfer.
What happened to our men?
I was bumped out of the Skype thing. I had to call in.
Oh, why'd you get bumped out?
I have no idea. It's just not been working good.
One is called an Ashman.
So it bothered me too.
Right? It's a strange thing.
I hope it doesn't.
Strange thing, okay.
Which is which, and when's the Ashman?
Right, okay. So let's take the Ramban, Tesvav.
Do you want to read it?
Vehavius Hashem Ol Hashem.
Vehavius Hashem Ol Hashem. Ad sof kol parasha nikra karban hazeh Hashem. Moshe Amar v'shek ha-kodesh Hashem. Aval Vehavius Hashem Ol Hashem Amar l'mala v'karban ol v'yorid. Right, even though called ol v'yorid Hashem, it's really chathas. Haimo Vehavius karban ol Hashem. Ki a carbon who chakusu, who shamar kisvos here is in chakus.
Right. So over there, it's using the term homonymously.
What does it mean, haimo vehavius carbon al Hashem?
What?
What does that line the Rambam mean? He says,
no, he says, lamaila vehavius Hashem al Hashem, where it says in the previous parak. Previous parasha.
It means karbon. Doesn't mean Hashem means a carbon.
It means vehavius karbon al Hashem.
It's calling the carbon an Hashem. It doesn't really mean halachic Hashem.
No, it doesn't mean halachic.
It's calling carbon Hashem.
Hashem. Right.
Okay.
That's what I said. It's a homonymous. Okay.
Okay. The loan is bar, ma tam, yeshem karbon echad chathas, yeshem ha echad Hashem, the kulam yabal chay. They're all coming because of kafar for chay. What's the difference? Why call one name, one call the other?
Right.
Velo nuchal omar bavur shechatas nekeva. You can't say that one's Hashem's always zachar, chatas is always nekeva. It's not true. Ki yish chatas zachar, sukirim uparim. So, is that parim and shrafim? Is that parim and shrafim you're referring to?
Parma and Shrafim, yeah.
I think so, right?
Yeah,
Zohar. Normal Chathas is in the Kiva, but the Sirim, Parma, and Shrafim, those are Zohar, right. So therefore you see Chathas could be both. The Ein Lomar, Sheyet Ne Chomer Achet, can't be because when it's a really Chomer Achet, it makes an Asha. And a not such Chomer Achet, it makes a Chathas. I think. Ki Hine Metzora, maybe Shnei Kavano, Shem Echad, Chathas, Shem Ne Asha.
So what's that proof?
I mean, if it's a chamar chait, the same chait, he brings both. So how could it be? We want to shop which one? Unless you say it's a double chait. One seven, one chamar. Well, yeah, it's not really a raya.
Not really a raya.
Because why is he bring two? Why is he bring two to begin with? The fact that he's bringing two indicates there's
two more chamar.
No, but maybe you say there's two dimensions to this chait.
Right.
Why does he have two karbanos?
Right.
So once you say it's two dimensions, maybe one's chamar, one's kal.
That's correct.
So what kind of, why is that a riot?
Right. Well, that's what I don't understand.
Okay.
And what kind of a svar is it to say because chatas is negev?
Yeah.
It's like a
negev.
It's
like a baby.
Well, it's an inferior, isn't there like a negev is like inferior carbon? Zohar is like a better carbon and chatas is inferior, and negev is inferior?
So then, so let him say that. Let him say it's a chashiv, it's a carbon.
Right.
Don't attribute it to.
What it means?
That's what it means.
It's like a better offering and an inferior offering.
Being chatas is inferior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's incapable.
Right.
All right. That sounds so weird.
Yeah, even like the parments here in Strafen, there was like a coin, Gadol Usachote or Malach Usachote.
Right.
Well, it's always really, there's a Chash of God in the, not just the regular.
Right.
Pauper. There you go.
Right.
It's a good clown. Okay.
So what's his right from Mitzvah?
Yeah, Mitzvah is a hard right, right?
Yeah, it's two things. Two dimensional fate.
Right.
We sometimes bring three kabbalas.
Right, but you never have more than one chad to someone. The other third one is like an ola, no? You ever have like.
Well, you have my nazir.
If two ashams or something?
No, you have an asham. He has a chatas. And he has what? And he has.
I al nazir is like a shaman, no?
Right.
A shaman.
What the Ramban is saying is that sometimes a person does a chet, but he doesn't. It doesn't express itself in terms of the gavra. Over here, he's saying the gavra is desolated. Okay, asham means an avera that desolates the gavra. Okay, so he's saying by nazir, the man went to accept such a high level of existence. And then he goes and he breaks it. So that means, so there he is desolating his whole name. I mean, his whole essence. He wants to be Kadosh, and then he goes and he desolates it, and then he breaks it. So that's why it's an asham. Asham is always where it reflects on the gavra. Chait reflects on the action. You miss the mark. Lachtos matar. You miss the arrow misses its mark. It's called lachtos matar. So chait means missing the mark. So over here, but asham means more than you missed your mark. It means that you deserve to be personally degraded. Desolate. The gavra becomes, the gavra is desolate. It's a chal shem in the gavra, the avera he did, makes him nasha. Makes him like he's completely destroyed. Okay, so he mentions these three, go ahead.
But he's saying that because they're mazes, that's why they're worse than the rest.
First it was mazes.
And also nazir was amazing, no? It's ball even if he does it amazing. Kabbalas of the Nazir, so he's Matam Abisuk, Yamabim, he's the Mesa, he's his Kabbalas.
Oh, okay, Chen Hashem HaNazir.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Hashem Nazir, even if Shavila, if he becomes. Is it Hashem Nazir, if he's. If he has a Pisan, that he becomes something else?
Right, you mean even the Shogun?
Since it's one carbon for the same Shogun,
it
means
it's them, is it also?
So the case of the carbon.
Ramban on the on Perikah, the Omar coming out when it Yuchai b'mezid, O b'shidigas hashvur, in zadon or edus, avol imo yeshachuach, the edus, b'shas shvur ainu lofka. So he holds that you only chayiv if it's zadon
edus.
Right.
Shogun means you forgot your chayiv car.
Right.
But you're saying it's not really shogun.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
See, in the other case, you wouldn't call that on. I mean, Ron calls only if you're saying
not a zadon.
Okay.
Okay, so. Alright, so what did you say?
Okay. Al Asham Ilos. Yes. Afalpi shehu b'shogeg. So all shemili on chayiv is for the shogeg. Right? Maisi you're not chayiv nashon. It's a problem. Bavur shehu mikatchei Hashem. Yikur akar ben asha. Ki achit agadol yischayiv liyos asha in bo. Kasher yikur b'ila.
Okay.
So it's really bad. Mila is a really bad sin.
He's already a shaman because he's gemes, so he's destined. So it affected him already. So you see that it's a chalei shem and the gavra of nashon. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay. The yikir kavan arishon asham sheyagin olav min hashama asher hu shaman ba. So the first part was to protect him from that. I guess that is chashuv kmeis. Yashini chatal shemechaper sheyigosa.
Okay, stop there. Okay, so what is the?
So he's answering it that way, by saying there's like two dinim in the by the mitzvah. No, like one is for the shiga, for the shogeg.
He is.
Yeah. In fact, it's because you're going to make some national problem.
Asham. So let him just bring an Asham. What is the chatas?
It's not associated to that sin. It's the wrong type of korban for the mice that you get.
That's the Lashon Hara. But there's two types. There's b'shogeg and b'mezid.
Lashon Hara.
So the mezid is chayiv on an osher, but b'shogeg he's not. B'shogeg is simply chayiv chatos.
Sarah speaks two types of lashon hara.
Right. B'shogeg and mezid.
I think there's a two classes of lashon hara. Huh?
Two classes. Yeah. But the thing is, you see, you have to know what's the difference between the goyim and averas. See, an avera means the person did a maisa that was wrong. But nega means there's a defect in the character. That's the difference. It's a defect in the character.
When a person does something wrong, isn't that the cause from the defect?
No.
That does a maisa that's wrong?
He did a maisa that's wrong. But that's it, it's a bad action. It doesn't make his character defective.
For your lifestyle.
Right. But then that's why Zohar really, that's the whole thing of the Negayim. Because the Negayim come because the person has a defect, not because they're not there. See, when Miriam said Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu, that was a defect in her character. So that's why it's usher. But if you do it b'shogeg, so then it's chayav chatos. That's what the Ramban is saying.
A guy is overcome by time and does a maisa. So isn't that a defect in